any means. Like, that was actually world class, bro. Out of nowhere.
Seen that. I saw it, man. He's too. He's got that Bov trait. He's got that Bov trait. He's
18 years old.
No. He's got that trait.
None of your youngsters is doing that. No chance.
He's lucky.
He's got that.
None of my lucky. Palmer wouldn't score that.
That exact goal?
Nah, he's not doing that.
What?
He's not creating that goal. He's not creating that goal. I'm
talking about. So you're saying Mainoo's better than Palmer at what? Creating a chance?
Nah, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying.
He's got more composure, man.
I just don't think.
What?
He's got more composure.
What? Palmer's literally I didn't want to talk about this.
Palmer's a good player, bro. You know I know.
He's a better player than Mainoo.
All right, man.
This season.
Time will tell.
Let's just say this season, then, because time will tell, innit?
Mainoo's played like, what, 10 senior games? Palmer's been playing senior football since last season, has he not?
I mean, how many did he play under Pep? Not a lot.
He played cup games, played Champions League, couple league here and there. Yeah, man, so he's got a little bit under his belt. How old is he?
20.
20? How old's Madueke? 21?
20.
Chukwuemeka, 20 as well?
Bro, they're all under 21. Okay. That's what I remember.
Okay.
But then again, he could be 21. But
the only players I like, the only forwards I like from you lot are, Chukwuemeka.
My man said Monopoly tonight. So,
bro,
yeah.
Ask her, innit? If she's dumb, I don't mind. That's true because she's home alone. To be fair, yeah. Chukwuemeka, Palmer, and Nkunku, Sterling. Even though he's been producing some horror shows as of recent. Madueke. You're putting a couple of good dribbles here and there, but overall, it's not done too well recently, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, where's he from originally?
Madueke.
Yeah,
Nigeria.
Swear.
That's a Nigerian.
You better go switch to Nigeria, bro. Go play in AFCON, man.
I pranked this guy saying something.
He's so gullible, man.
But do it.
He's definitely panicking as well.
But do it is, I said it like how long ago and I've been in group chat since.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry.
You're violating. What a vile. Broski was definitely sweating as well. Oh my days.
That was a crazy thing still.
Yeah, the Chelsea forwards that rate, yeah. Chukwuemeka, Nkunku, Palmer, Sterling, Madueke. Yeah, he's not, I wouldn't say I rate him yet, but yeah. That's about it, to be fair. Bro, did you see Anthony's stint yesterday?
What stint?
So do you mean like how he played?
Yeah, his cameo.
Hey bro, he's terrible.
Is that actually what it's called?
Yeah, bro.
I didn't watch the game, my bro. I turned it off when I saw 2-0. That was almost 3-0. I did not know it ended 4-3.
Bro, excuse me. They even Leto even scored to make it 3-3 in like the 95th minute or something like that.
It's a crazy game.
That was from Anthony's ball loss.
Nah, you lot got lucky to get that. Nah, you should have killed the game off in the first half.
Exactly.
No, you're actually killing them.
Bruno, oh my
goodness. Why didn't he score that ball to Garnacho properly?
Bro. He's got,
I've got no problem with Bruno.
No problem?
I've got no problem with Bruno.
How?
No problem. I feel like the team should be built around players like him.
What?
Yeah. So he can do his thing and people don't scrutinize him.
Out of all the players that played yesterday, if it's gonna be built around anyone, it's gonna be Lisandro and Martinez.
How can the team be built around the centre back?
Martinez and Mainoo. Around those players. Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure as well.
How does that work out? How does that work out?
It's gotta be built around them.
No,
you have to build a team around a player so you can get the best out of them.
Martinez influences the game, every game.
Yeah.
No, but like, like saying you'll build a team around Virgil van Dijk, how?
Or build
one player, though.
No. Like, you could. But
that's the spine. That's the spine. Centre back, centre mid.
No, you just have to have.
We've got to build a team around Palmer. We've got to build a team around.
Yeah, Mainoo as well.
You have to have a good spine.
You don't agree.
I don't think you should build a team around him.
No, we don't need to build
towards the as in like in terms of the future.
depending on like how good he gets. But
bro, if we're gonna become title challengers, bro,
they have to build a team around him. They have to build a team.
He's gonna be in the team.
No, he could be in the team. I'm not saying he shouldn't be in the team,
but you don't build a team around him. You'll build a team around, like, for example, I'm not gonna say Mount because it's not Mount. But like, if Mount was performing, you build a team around Mount, or you build a team around Bruno because he can actually like win you a game.
Yeah,
Bruno in his prime.
Bruno has won us games before. What are you talking
what
about?
What was his prime?
He's still in his prime. I'm telling you, he's still in his prime.
This season hasn't lit up like how he used to.
Bro, his prime was about 2 years ago.
No, but last season didn't do that bad.
Bro, he's quality, man.
I'm sure he got that over 15 GAs.
Most for penalties.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
His influence in open game.
Look at Nunes. He missed it against Chelsea.
Yeah, but you can see it, Nunes, though. I can't lie.
See what?
His movement, bro.
That guy's trash, man.
Nah, Nunes isn't trash.
He's not trash.
Once he learns how to finish, it's easy to call him trash.
That's the thing. But I can't lie.
Once he starts like actually finishing his chances, bro, because he's got everything else. Yeah, he's got everything else, but he just can't finish right now.
Everything. Even build up's not that bad.
Yeah, and I think he's just being. I think he's just getting unlucky. I don't think it's anything to do with his quality. He just gets mad unlucky every time.
How many times he hit the bar?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's just mad unlucky.
For a while, but he scored a few goals though. He scored like 25 goals.
That is just...
Oh, I thought you meant the season. I was like, what?
Nah. Since what, last season? Scored like 25 and like 70 appearances or something like that.
7-0?
Yeah, bro. They played a lot of games though. They got cup games as well.
Oh, they actually pumped you guys the other day.
What did you expect though?
I didn't expect anything else.
No, like, I don't agree. I didn't. Me personally, I think it's just bad officiating that led to that result.
Bad officiating. To be honest, Van Dijk should have conceded at least two penalties.
Two penalties? But then the goal that they scored when Chilwell got taken to the ground, I personally think that's a foul on Chilwell.
Mm.
Bro, all the big decisions affected the game.
First goal, Hotter's goal.
We should have got a penalty before that, no?
No. Hotter's goal was the first goal.
No, we should have got a penalty.
Fouled whoever he fouled after that.
No, he fouled
Gallagher.
Yeah, he fouled Gallagher.
Was that before the goal?
Yeah, I think that was before. That was really early on, bro.
And
the second one was on Chukwuemeka.
Bro, like there were big decisions that could have led to like raw, like a draw at least. Or I'm not saying we should have won the game, but you know how things can change when you get a goal.
Poor Tierney, though, man.
No, that was bad. Like I'll be real, that was very bad. There's certain refs.
We said it in the group chat. There's certain refs that get influenced by the crowd, bro.
I think they actually just want to make Liverpool win the season.
It's not the first
time. Genuinely. Like, I actually think they want to do that. He's announced he's leaving.
Klopp's left. Oh, it's going to be a good story if Klopp said he's leaving and he gets a send-off by winning the flipping league.
At the same time, they are playing good football.
They are, but they didn't deserve to win that game 4-1.
Not 4-1, but they deserve to win the game.
For sure, they played better than us.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's not a 4-1 victory.
And it's Anfield now.
Yeah.
I get it, but it was not. They didn't deserve that win. That. That's just my thing. Yo, how many times does this guy call me?
Woo!
What time do you start?
It's no more than 10 minutes, though.
I put like 8:38.
Oof, 8 minutes? Yeah, I say like 8:38, 8:37. Something along them lines.
Because I know I went to get T-shirt at 8:35. I don't know, sir. It's what it is.
Oh, wow.
And then let me do the intro. Welcome to What You Saying Pod.
Yeah.
It's your boy Hustle Hustler. You're joining my co-host T9 in the building.
What are you saying?
Did I mess up?
No, you didn't. I just don't know why I said yeah.
Okay. You're also joining my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo8.
Yo.
What are you saying?
You lot have just seen the new intro.
Oh, you've got it, yeah?
Yeah, I got it.
What about the music for the outro? Did you see it, Benzo?
You're going to change it.
Why did I even ask, bro? That's the question. Why did I ask, bro?
I mean, if you don't see an intro, that means that Benzo didn't agree. You know, so.
Yeah, literally.
And there was no time to change it.
My friend was comparing us to 90s.
Don't compare us to anybody.
No, in terms of who we're like.
We ain't like nobody. We're one of one.
Okay, just let me land. Anyways. They were saying, you're like Tim. I'm like Fred. Benzo's like VP. The Benzo comparison was a bit lazy because it was like, they only said that because they're both behind the camera. And VP's not even behind the camera no more. That's wrong, you said.
Yeah, you got it all wrong.
You're Fred.
I would like to, not like to think, but I would say that, yeah, I'm Fred.
Why?
I say I'm Fred simply because I've seen how he gets sometimes and I can see myself in him.
You've never done that. As in how he goes silent.
Bro, I've gone you've silent. Done
that. Apart from that one time.
Where?
The discipline scene.
No. Go
silent.
No. I'm not even talking about that episode.
It's what episode?
Bro, we beat in Leicester when we were first doing like years ago. Remember what? Bro, I was vexed. That's the one time I was like, nah, you man vexed me.
What?
Yeah, bro. When we were in Leicester, yeah.
Who vexed you though?
These man. It was Benzo, PT, and S.
What was
they
the topic?
Pissed me off.
What was the topic?
Bro, we were talking about basically like, like, you see how all the time they used to be late?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the session?
Yeah.
These ones used to always be late, yeah? Uh-huh. Then the time we were late once, they tried to get onto me. They tried to get onto us. I said, huh? Yo. I swear I wanted to scrap that day. Because they were like, why you late, bro? Why you late? Like, they're trying to get under my skin. I'm like, yo. Like, what? You man are late all the time.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me I'm late. Get out of my face. I just wanted hearing it. But I was vexed. That episode, I did not speak. I had to get into the groove, like, yeah. Maybe like 30 minutes in.
I'll be real, like.
And I'm sure we released it.
No, I'd say you're more like 10. Because I'm not like 10. And Benzo's not like 10 either. You're the most like 10.
I think it's, other than the bad traits of Fred, I don't know what else. I think the bad traits I have, that's the only thing I agree with.
I feel like the traits Fred has when they're free-flowing, like conversation, that's more like me. Because okay. Fred will just say something random, like a conversation, and then Fred will be like, what do you guys think about this? Do you know what I mean? That's what I do, sort of thing. So that's the part of Fred that I see.
I've always said I'm like Fred based on the bad traits, not on like everything, to be fair. But,
ooh.
Yeah, that was one. That was, those are just two episodes where I like, I've actually been generally irritated. And then, remember the episode with Fred where he was talking to two married people and they beefed. He beefed Temi and the guest.
Oh, the one I told you
I think
watch.
You told me, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That was a bit weird though, because he was asking them or him what his sex life is between him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, nah, I'm not trying to answer that still.
And was that the exact question?
It was something along them lines.
Something along them lines.
And yeah. Mama was like, he's not trying to answer still. It's kind of private between him and his wife, and that's his personal life. And Fred was like, oh, you man are pussios.
Yeah.
And then they twisted it back on him and started basically saying like how we pussios, we don't want to talk about personal life and stuff. Mm-hmm. Then they just went silent. That is something you do in terms of like, oh, like, you man are moving along, man. I'm just going to move silent, man.
No, you do what it is though. When I think back to that episode, yeah, I'm 50-50. Like, you lot can generally just answer the question. It's not that easy.
No, but it's very subjective though.
Nah, like, I get it.
If you don't want to talk about your private life with your wife, bro, that's absolutely fine. It's YouTube. Do you get it?
Nah, I get it. So, but I can't remember the exact question. That's why I can't talk to, like, exactly what I want to say. But let's say that was the question. It's just like, you can give a brief answer. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to go into, no one's asking for details. But like, it's a whole, nah, bro, we can't talk about that. Like, what? No. Like, I got where he was coming from, but like, I was to get the other side, innit?
Yeah.
That was just my thing on that episode.
I got this weird feeling, yeah, where I like watching podcasts where it's heated. Because I like to see, alright, cool, it's heated now. How do you lot handle your emotions? Or like, how do you lot handle what you say? Like, do you watch what you say? Do you bug out? And then how quick does the dynamic go back to normal after it's been heated? It's mad weird. I don't know why I like seeing that. It's actually so weird. Like,
did you watch the Joe Budden one?
That's even what? One of the podcasts I had in mind. I was like, okay. I was even going to watch the full thing, but you know his thing's like 3-4 hours.
Yeah,
like,
two,
what
three
part
hours,
of it is he
yeah.
even going to be like?
No, like, you'll definitely get a timestamp in the comments.
Yeah, I might go watch it. But yeah, that one was even mad. And you said that's not even the first time them and I've gone like head to head on.
They've done the exact same beef. Like, yeah. I thought it was just a repeat. I thought it was an old clip that they posted again
yeah.
that's gone viral again.
Yeah.
I didn't know it's the same beef. Like, they beefed over this before. Like,
yeah, I
over
think I remember. I think,
or whatever. It's the exact same
something
scenario.
Like, my man was with the girl.
It's the exact same scenario.
And
like,
Joe did something.
Something about taking her on a date and all that, bro. It's the exact same scenario.
But in that scenario, I'm like, Joe was moving mad. I'm not going to lie.
Not going to lie, yeah, like, that's the first time I've witnessed, like, gaslighting, like, on a
bro, like,
levels,
my man said, yeah, that he used to mess with a girl back in the day. Joe's first comment was like, I don't know who this girl is.
Yeah.
Who's this girl? 2 minutes later, he's talking about, bro, man really lips her, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's
2 minutes ago, didn't know who she was. Yeah. Now you've lips her, bro.
He said, oh, I weren't trying to bang, I just lips her.
That in itself don't even make no sense.
Shut up.
Are you trying to catch me, bro?
Shut up, man. You see that man that are like, oh, I don't know about that mutt anyway. Like, you try to insult the girl, but bro, your lips in a mutt. Like, what are you talking about?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, nah, he violated still.
And then he bugged out to some crazy extent, like throwing off his headphones and that.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, what the hell, like?
Nah.
You think he got done wrong or something like that?
How old are these, man? Like, 50?
Joe Biden's not 50.
Yeah.
I say mid-40s.
He looks old, though, I'm not gonna lie. But then again, I actually think bare Americans are just old.
43, man. It's 43.
Nah, he looks old, though.
Yeah, nah, it's true, still.
Maybe he looks old.
Maybe it's like the grey.
Look how he used to look when he was younger.
He just had a hard life, man.
Nah, yeah. He looks old,
damn,
bro.
Nah, but I was even thinking, like, if one email was to bug out to that extent, like, you throw something in the studio, I'm like, bro, like, we're here to have a conversation. Man understands it gets heated, but bro, like, calm down, bro. Like,
nah, don't say that, though. Like,
the thing is, though, with me, you might get pissed off because my tone's not going to change. More time, I'll just talk like this, bro. You might start shouting, like, bro, like, why are you shouting? Sort of thing. That will piss you off.
Yeah, that's what I said. No, even now, I just said, don't say that in the life. If someone's gone and reacted like that, don't go say, well, they're having a conversation. Like,
That's something I'll say, though.
Even more. Like.
Yeah, because like, that's what we're doing. That's what we're here to do, bro. Like,
nah, I guess, though.
Like, man's acting like it's FIFA. Like, you just lost in the last minute, bro. Man's frying, bro. Come on, bro. It's good content for them and that, but come on, bro. Like,
I would have released it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. You got
to
cut that out.
I feel like that would just have to get cut out.
Yeah.
Like, as much as it looks cool and everything, it'll be entertaining, but like, it's actually on there for life. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But then again, like, for them, man, they've got clicks. Americans just care about clicks. I won't even lie. Like, he knows that's going viral. They're going to click on it.
He knows.
They've got what they got in it.
Yeah.
Whereas me, I actually care about, like, you know, what's on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not having that.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Unless they told me, yo, like, this is going to get you £1 million.
Oh, I saw one stat.
Be free with the internet.
Who was it? They were talking about he gets, like 2 million views a week or something like that. Something.
2 million views. Apparently a million views on YouTube page, like 13 to 20 bucks.
You saw the Duke video?
Duke video.
I need to watch the full thing.
I haven't watched it, but I just
saw my man stuff. That interviews, like, is his job to, like, just pocket watch or something like that? Not in like a rude way.
No. He does that on
everyone. He asks everyone, like, oh, like, yeah, how much do you make on this? Or what's your network? Or something like that.
It's kind of, he actually does the networking, you know what I mean? All the time.
Networking every single time.
Yeah,
but it's good content, to be fair. Watch the whole video.
I would definitely watch it. But I just never took Duke as, like, the influencer vibe, you know?
Nah, I would still. Before, not so much. Like,
is he not an influencer?
He is, but he wasn't so but
you,
much
like,
before.
You never really saw that man in, like, the limelight as influencer. You just saw them as a YouTuber.
Yeah.
The main, but now it's crossing over.
Because when it was, like, him and Kai reacting to videos or, like, calling girls to, like, come over.
Yeah, it was never seen as they're now big-time Hollywood or whatever.
And then Kai would start getting on rappers. Aiden would start getting on rappers. And then, okay, now they're influencers. And then
their profile just changed. Bro, Speed is walking out on... the pitch for the... What team did Ronaldo play for? Saudi.
Al Nassr.
Yeah. They played Messi's team.
Yeah, I saw that.
But they both didn't play. I don't know.
They were both injured.
What was that?
Coincidentally. Yeah.
No, Ronaldo was injured time ago. Messi just got injured, I think.
They lost 6-0, though.
Yeah.
Messi's team, isn't it?
Yeah. That's mad. Suarez, Busquets, Messi. Or Messi went playing, but...
Suarez plays into Miami as well.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he just got signed.
And Jordi Alba as well.
Prime Barcelona.
Do you get me?
6-0.
6-0 still.
But the other team had better players anyway. Like, who did they have? Brozovic.
Brozovic plays for Al Nassr.
Yeah, Telles is there. What's his name?
Telles.
Laporte. It doesn't matter, but these are like...
Telles.
Yeah. But like, these are players... Yes. Yeah. These are players that still play the game-ish. True, not like these...
Exactly. I said Brozovic like what?
Nah, he's 30.
He's 30, but it's like 30? They just came from wherever.
Is Brozovic 30?
He's around that age. Sure. And then what's his name? Laporte is there as well. Because
he looks older than he actually is. I'm so sure.
Oh, I'm thinking of Linkovic, Savic or something like that.
He's somewhere.
That's where he's leaving. He wants to leave.
I swear he's like Napoli or something.
Milinkovic Savic is a Saudi team.
No, but where was he in Italy though?
Lazio. Was that Lazio?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's 31 to be fair.
Who is he? I don't even recognize him.
He was cold at Inter. Oh my gosh.
I don't even recognize him still.
Crazy, man.
But yeah, no, like with that whole bugging out on pod and all that, I don't know. That's I don't know how I'd react. Like if I saw the beef getting to the point of like, you know, I'm trying to scrap. No, do you know what it is? When I heard like when they were talking about it, yeah, the other guys that are just listening and not trying to intervene, I feel like they're a bit weird for that. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like if they know man, I think the guy's name is Ish, was actually right.
Yeah.
You patterned Joe in it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like we said before, it's content. They know it's going to blow. So maybe they let it play out for the content, and then after, they might have blessed it. Because it's 4 minutes, the clip we saw. You never know what happened after. You know what I mean? But I doubt they checked Joe. That's the thing. I doubt they checked
it. Yeah, I don't know, man. The whole, see what it is, though? The whole podcast thing on just one person's name, it don't sit right with me.
I mean, okay, he's a star. They weren't all there from the jump because he used to be rolling around, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense.
It makes sense because it's actually his thing, but like, I don't know. The whole... Nah. It's like...
Because it's like saying, okay, no, Chucky and Man's not the name of the podcast. But
it's similar. But it's Chucky's thing. Everyone knows that's Chucky's thing.
Poet's there, Dan's there. You get me? But then again, Chucky's the one that's there every week. And I guess Joe's co-hosts are there every week now as well. So, yeah, I don't know. But he's the star, innit? Like, he... Without him, it wouldn't have worked.
Like, for example, yeah, you see with, like, Shits and Gigs, yeah, they got two other people but behind the camera, but they're on the camera.
Mm.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
There are two other people behind the camera?
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah, not like, just those two.
It's not just Shits and Gigs.
Feroz.
I mean, it's not just James and Fuhad.
Is it not?
I did not know.
They are Shits
faces,
and Gigs.
Yeah.
Are the other people, like, crew? Or is that,
they're, like, crew, yeah. Okay, but they're crew that are on the camera.
They're on the camera?
Yes, bro.
Swear down.
Yes, bro.
To be fair, I've never watched
them. Never watched an episode.
Bro, you might have never watched them.
Nah.
I need to.
Nah, yeah, still, like, they're both on the camera, like, so something like that, yeah, it's like, now that they're going to the O2, do the other two get to come on stage? Even though they're actually not part of, like, but they're actually on it, like, all the time.
They probably will.
I feel like they'll come on the stage. But yeah, like, I don't know. With me, I couldn't do that. It's the Benzo pod. And I pay every week.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like...
We don't feel like you're being... Justice isn't really served. Really.
Yeah.
Because you're there every week. And it's like, raw. Everyone thinks it's Benzo's podcast. When I was like, I'm here.
When it's ours. Week.
Yeah.
That means, like, it's their podcast. It's not just Joe's. But it's Joe's. Like, it's just weird. Like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't there when Rory and Mal were beefing over the whole thing. And it, but I don't know. I feel like they had a point. But a lot of people agreed with Joe. I don't know. I wasn't better than what then.
Mm. I used to get him and Joe Rogan mixed up all the time, you know?
Yeah, I never knew the two were different. I don't think I even... I think I saw Joe Rogan as Joe Budden. I didn't know who Joe Budden was.
Yeah.
I thought I was just too young.
I thought he was just a rapper. I didn't even know he had his own podcast.
I did not take him as a rapper.
He was a rapper. Or he still is a rapper.
No, he's a failed rapper.
Failed?
Yeah.
Would you call Gilly a failed rapper? To be fair, he actually is a
failed
rapper.
Who's Gilly?
Gilly Wallow, yeah.
He's a failed rapper.
Do you know where I first saw that? I saw that at 50 Cent's biography still.
That what?
He was like, oh, there used to be this pumped kid in Philly when he was young. His name was Gilly. And then like the fame got to him, the lifestyle got to him. They never made it, apparently.
Yeah, so he didn't. He's a failed rapper.
Gilly and Wallow. Damn.
Fam, I feel like I get trims too regularly now, you know?
Why?
Because I feel like this trim is expired.
It's not expired. But I'll give you that till Tuesday.
But I'm sure I got this last week.
Yeah, I got a trim on Friday as well. Literally 7 days ago.
I'm sure I got this last week.
And I'm going to need one.
Next week.
Next week still.
The award show is next week. The award show is next week, bruv.
No. Yeah. Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Do you even know what you're wearing?
I have an idea.
But it is though, I don't want to wear something like snazzy, yeah. And I go and now see guys just wearing like, not drip, but like, they're not looking like clean, formal. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just dressed down, formal sort of act. Like, I don't know.
Like I said last year, in the lobby, I saw bare guys suited and booted. So I think that's the main vibe. But in terms of what we're wearing, I don't know.
No, I don't know yet still.
What was your idea?
Colour is what you just described, dressed down, formal vibe.
Formal?
Yeah.
When you meant to say dressed down, formal, what are you talking about here?
Like a suit and tie. No, not a suit and tie. A shirt and tie will be worn.
Is that what you meant?
I thought I was saying like way more dress down still.
Like what? Let me like see. What? Just like a jumper?
Or like a quarter zip?
Let me show you.
I said quarter zip. I wouldn't even wear a quarter zip today, to be fair.
Let me show you. I saw a picture of a couple men. Oh, so is he performing? Bruh.
Turtleneck?
What do you mean? No. He's performing. But I saw a picture. Where is that picture? Let's go there. Yeah. Is this? I know this guy. So maybe these men are from ends, you know. Bro, I can't find their picture, but cool, it's this picture that I'm talking about. No, it's not this picture, but okay, yeah, cool. Like, I'll send it to you now. Fam, what is your Instagram? There you go. That DP of yours is absolutely rubbish.
In mine?
Yes. Do you know what I mean? But like, what the hell is that? But like, I don't like, you see these two? Like, they're dressed formally, yeah? I didn't send it to you.
Let me see it.
Oh. These two are formal, but I would hate for everyone to be just like this. And I just like this.
Yeah, then we've got to have a conversation so we're on the same page then.
With who?
Each other, bro.
No, I'm talking about like the made, like the whole general.
Oh, well, everyone else.
Pop, yeah, gen pop. That's what
I'm talking about. I don't care too much what they wear, man.
No, but like even other people, even other finalists, like I would hate for them to all dress like this, and I'm just like this. Like I'd rather like would
you? Oh, because then it'd be like you're taking it mad seriously.
Yeah, you know? Like I ain't like do you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be underdressed than overdressed.
No,
cap.
You'd rather be.
I said I'd rather be underdressed than overdressed, but that's cap.
You'd rather be overdressed still.
You would nah.
No, I'd rather be underdressed.
You'd rather be underdressed.
Yeah.
Nah.
Like, I'd rather be the only one wearing a tracksuit wherever people are wearing, like, maybe... No.
Nah, I'd rather be overdressed.
It depends.
If I'm overdressed, I know I look class. I don't care what you lot wearing. Worst case, well,
it's different. If I'm wearing a tracksuit and people are wearing suits, then I'd rather be overdressed, innit?
Exactly.
But in a different situation where I'm wearing, like, just dressed down formal, and then there's, like, maybe a few odd people wearing suits, I'd rather be the underdressed
person. We've got to do the same situation flipped, though. Would you rather be wearing a trackie when everyone's wearing suits or wear a suit when everyone's wearing trackies?
Trackie when everyone's wearing trackies.
That wasn't what I said, but can't
wait, if everyone's wearing, why don't I want to wear a suit when everyone's wearing trackies? I would not want to be that person.
So you'd rather be underdressed?
Yeah.
Nah.
I do not want to wear a suit.
Because if I'm overdressed, I know I look good regardless, bro.
For me, it's not about looking good. It's about like... Everyone's going to be like, rah, like, he took his mad serious, you know, like, look at Duke's wearing a whole suit. Like, nah,
I lie, bro. Like,
we don't want that to be me still.
Think what you want to think, man, but... Underdressed.
I see.
Rub some Aboniki on your chest when you get home, bro.
I did, bro. Like...
And put some on the tissue and smell it.
I put it directly in my nose,
OMG. That is a stretch. Man said, Aboniki up your nose.
I put it directly in my nose.
God, that's is that even right? Are you supposed to do that?
But
yeah, why would you do that? No, man said, what's the red one called?
I didn't use any of them. I used them when I was younger, but I don't use them anymore.
Man, I use them Tiger Balm now still.
Yeah, that's one of them. Do you still use that?
Yeah, I used it the other day.
Nah, I do not use any of that.
Yeah, I use the Aboniki yellow one.
Do not use any of that. I see, you know, footballers use it all the time.
What?
Yeah, I didn't clock.
Yeah, like, you can tell.
And they rub it on their shirt, innit?
Yeah. So
I do that now for gym as well now.
You think it's a sweat patch? It's not.
No, I thought it was a sweat patch this whole time.
It's down there breathing it.
Yeah,
I do that for the gym now.
For the gym?
Yeah, bro. Like, if I want to, like, I'll go in the morning. Quick,
it'll help your breathing.
Just help me breathe.
Okay.
Especially now that I do calisthenics.
First.
What?
I do calisthenics.
Since when?
A few weeks now still.
So you don't lift weights anymore?
No, I lift weights. I mix them both. But like on Saturdays, it's just strictly calisthenics.
So you don't do calisthenics.
Yeah, that's right, still.
If that's what you want to say.
Yeah. Calisthenics is no weights, bro. It's straight body weight.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. Yeah,
you can incorporate a bit of weightlifting.
They don't, though.
I don't think they do.
Calisthenics?
Yeah.
I swear it's just like muscle ups and handstands.
Yeah, but they use weights.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, for like, those ones. But they don't lift weights. They don't lift weights. Like.
But they use weights.
What do they do? Carry?
Yeah, but it's like, no. It's like, if they attach weights to themselves, they lift themselves and the weights, innit?
So they're lifting weights.
Yeah, but they're not lifting just weights, innit? So it's their weight plus additional weight.
They're lifting weight.
No, lie, man.
Either way, yes, I do calisthenics now still.
Because obviously if you do calisthenics, you get to a point where like
body lifting is too
easy. It's too easy, so you have to add weight.
So calisthenics incorporates weightlifting.
Okay.
What, so do you do like the handstands and that?
No, I'm not that advanced.
So what?
And I don't even plan to be that advanced.
What exercises do you do then?
I do muscle ups, pull ups.
Yeah.
Then a bit of abs, like with lifting weight and all that. Dips. Yeah, still. My main thing was just to be able to do muscle ups, and now I've got to that stage where I can do it.
Why do you do it?
Why?
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
I just didn't want to be like a bodybuilder. I ain't bodybuilding. I want to be able to be strong and look good. My main thing is aesthetics. So, I feel like calisthenic guys look better than bodybuilders, not gonna lie.
Okay, fair enough. So when you get to your like your preferred size,
yeah,
what are you gonna do?
That's why I've started incorporating calisthenics, because I feel like that's cool.
That's what I'm saying. So when you get to your preferred size,
mm-hmm,
what are you gonna do after that?
Calisthenics.
Mainly or fully? Like, would you still do weights and calisthenics, or just straight calisthenics?
Like, maybe 3 days calisthenics, 1 day bodybuilding.
Oh, okay. So you changed, like, the workload.
Yeah, I'll change it. Because right now it's, like, 4 days weightlifting, yeah, 1 day calisthenics. I'll switch over.
And then you'd lose weight, though.
Huh?
You'd lose, like...
You'd shred.
Yeah, you'd shred a lot.
Yeah, I'd be a lot more shredded.
Oh, okay. I hear it.
I don't think you'd lose muscle. Maybe a little bit, to be fair.
I mean, nah, like, guys that do calisthenics are still muscular.
Depends how...
Like, and plus, I'll still be doing muscle, like, weightlifting.
Yeah. Not as much, innit? So, I guess...
Either way, if my protein intake is still high, I'll still be good.
Yeah. I'll
still be getting muscle.
Yeah, still getting muscle.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, for me, it's like, I want to be functional. I don't want to be stiff. I'm like, my shoulder, like... Nah, I ain't trying to be like
that. You want to be agile.
I want to be on my feet. Like, I don't want to be carrying weight and I'm feeling like, oh, I'd rather just be like, wear my tracksuit. People can maybe totally see, gym, maybe not. Like, I don't really care.
Mm.
But when I'm in the summer, best out.
So you said, remember you said you wouldn't wear a white tee because you feel like it's showing off. Do you remember?
Yeah, that? I still wouldn't do that.
But you'd wear a vest.
That's different for me. I think that's generally different.
But a vest is showing off more though. Like literally, like your arms are on show.
Wait, why would you wear a white tee?
No, but I wouldn't wear a tight white t-shirt. Yeah. I feel like that's just not my vibe. But I hate tight clothes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, with the vest I would wear, it doesn't have to be tight.
Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't be loose, though. Unless it's like a basketball jersey.
No, like, I could wear that, though. I would wear that. I would rather wear... Like, with me, even my clothes, I don't really wear my size. I usually size up now. Because I like it baggy on me. But this one, I felt like the mid-large was a bit too big for me. Not too big, but like... I don't know. It didn't really give what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, with a vest, I'll buy my size. If it's too tight, I'll go up. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I don't really see it as I'm showing off. Summer, that's what you wear. Vest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shorts and vests.
I hear they're not wanting to wear tight clothes, but I wouldn't even buy, like, muscle fit t-shirts. That's too far for me.
Yeah, no.
Because then it's like, bro, you just want your muscles to, like, be pumping out your chest.
Yeah, like, no, that's not
your sleeves and that. I'll just buy, like, Slim fit tees from M&S, that's what I get. And then however it looks is however it looks, isn't it?
Like, but with slim fit, you do kind of want it to show your muscles.
No, but I don't like how regular fits though, if I'm honest.
What, because it's too baggy?
Yeah, I don't like baggy t-shirts.
Yeah, so to an extent, you do want your muscles to be shown a bit.
I like the fit.
You just don't like fez.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, but muscle fit is just too tight.
Yeah, that's too much, bro.
Fez.
But then again, like if it's a regular fit t-shirt, yeah, as long as it's my size and it doesn't look too big, you'll still look muscular.
Yes, you will.
Or you'll look like, you'll look good. You look in shape.
Yeah.
That's my look. Whereas with slim fit, it can still be hugging my arms. And I'm like,
It will.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want it to hug my arms
too much.
Then
again, to fill out the sleeves on a regular fit t-shirt, you have to be quite big. I'm not going to lie. Depending on the size you get.
Yeah.
For me, like, I'd rather just look broad. My arms don't need to fill up the shirt.
You get a man can tell.
You can tell though, like, yo, this guy goes gym. How much you bench? I tell you.
My mentality of gym's kind of switched, you know. Like, when I first started, I wanted to be strong. Now, if I'm dead honest, bro, I care more about how I look, I'll be honest. Like, I actually don't care too much about performance in the gym. Like, to a certain extent, I do. Like, I'll still lift, like, heavy weights. But I don't... Like, bench... I find myself sometimes forcing myself to bench to try and get a higher bench. But at the same time, I'm like, man, like, I just want to look good, bro. I can't lie.
There is, like... I feel like that as well. But at the same time, I've tried to set my goal.
Mm-hmm.
For the end of the year, I'm gonna be able to bench 150.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think is crazy.
It's not.
I don't think it's crazy. But then again, like, I've now got to the mindset, like, could I be a weight, what's the thing called? Oh, powerlifter.
Yeah, you said this.
Like, am I actually that strong? That's what I'm thinking now. But then again, I'm like, nah. But then again, I'm like, if I train to be a powerlifter, I think I could do it. But then again, it's just bench. I'm like, quality, yeah. Squats. You ain't catching me past like
squats.
You ain't catching on a Smith machine more than 60, 70, bro. I'm real.
Like, I see you guys doing like 3, 4, 5 different exercises on legs. I'm like, what?
That's normal, bro.
Nah, I don't do that still.
So, how many? You just do squats and that's it? I
do that still. It's 1, 2 max still. I'll be real.
So, you just squat? Was just the leg extension.
Yeah, leg extension still, man. Max it out, bro. So
your hamstrings.
You know what I mean? I know, like, the hamstring thing as well. Or the Bulgarian, what are they called? Minimals. Yeah, that thing. Because everyone's got that body part is naturally not small. Do you get it? Like, you said yours is shoulders, I think. You said yours is back. Like, mine's like my legs, like, they're not small naturally, so I ain't got to do too much work. So, yeah, all that 5 exercises of legs. Oh, geez, man,
like. No, yeah, so I don't do 5, but I'll definitely do, like, 1, 2. I do 2 for my quads, 1 for my hamstrings, 1 for my calves.
So yeah, 4. Calves is important, you know.
Yeah, like, I've looked at myself and I'm like, I looked at a video, I was like, yo, I'm getting a bit top heavy now. Like,
Bezo, do you know what this guy did yet? Was that our friend's house, like,
yeah,
2, 3 weeks ago, yeah. Broski comes in, right? He hadn't been in the crib for more than 5 minutes, yeah. Let that be known. He's on the other side of the room. Yeah, I'm sitting here, 2 of our friends are there. Yeah, he's standing like in a corner, innit? He backs off his joggers.
No, see.
He backs off his joggers to my, yo, my legs ain't small, are they? They ain't small. Like, they ain't small.
No, see what I'm saying? Guys try to make it seem like it's unprovoked. That's not true. I was just chilling. I think, was my jumper off?
No.
So what were we talking about? I think I was talking about gym and they were like, oh yeah.
No.
I was talking to the girls about gym, bro. Like, these are my friends, by the way. Let's not clarify, please. Isn't it? They are our friends.
Yeah, they are.
Do you know what I mean? So, we were talking about gym. I was talking to them about gym, yeah, or whatever. I was just going from the gym or whatever. Or something like that. Something along those lines, yeah. And they try palm me on, like, you're them guys that have skinny legs and they're just top heavy. I'm like, no, I ain't. Do you know what I mean? And I always wear shorts underneath my joggers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So, I'm like, that's cap. Like, I've got, like, for my size, my legs are decent still, and I've now removed my joggers to just my ankles now, and my shorts are still on show, so like, I'm not naked or nothing like that. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, like, look at my legs, bro. Like, I'm just trying to prove a point. Like bro, man, I'll do it now. Like, what are you
chill out, man. What's going on?
I'm joking, internet, come on. I wouldn't do that, but either way, that was, like, it's not a thing that I'm like, oh yeah, I'm naked, like, I'm not gonna do that. Do you know what I mean?
Bear in mind, I wasn't even paying attention. I was
exactly
looking, I was looking at my phone, I look up, and a man's just, his trousers are at his ankles, bro.
Bro, man's like, bro, this is not like, something
sort
that
out, man.
No, but that's not, like, anything, like, mad. Like, bro, like, man's wearing shorts. Like, I do this all the time, I'll be real. Like, I'll take on my joggers to, like, let's say I'm showing someone, let's say they want to see what brand my shorts are. Like, I'll just quickly back up my...
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Bro,
that's
good. That's good. Bro, good I would, bro.
Like, you would just put it down. Yeah, that's Under Armour stuff. You're going to back it down to your ankles. Like, get the flip.
No, but like, if I'm trying to prove a point, bro, like, I'm wearing shorts, so it's not a thing like, man's naked. Like, you shouldn't be like, oh my God, like, I'm wearing shorts, bro. Like, it's calm. That's why I did it.
Nah, you're them guys, bro.
No, I'm not.
You know them man that are the union that'll pull their trousers down to their ankles.
Get the hell out of my face. Bro, you're a dead man. They'll go to a gym, yeah? They'll go to the shower and just be showing everybody their cock, bro. Like, nah, bro.
Whoa, what's going on? Whoa. No, where's the correlation?
Dead man that shower?
Correlation.
See, let's not
whoa, 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 whoa.
What's going on here, bro?
You see dead man that shower, and they just show every man their thing. Like they keep they after football, do you train and just show every man?
You don't show every man.
But you're that man that would shower naked, didn't it?
How else do you shower, bro?
Nah, let's say you go swimming now. Would you take off everything?
Bro, football's different.
See, like, I'm like
you I would never shower with boxers on.
Bro, I would shower my boxers on, bro. I ain't showering just naked, bro.
I can't lie. If you shower in boxers at a football team, you're getting fined.
What?
I keep it real. I keep it. You're getting fined
for what? Did you say F-I-N-E-D?
You are getting fined
for what?
Pay me my money, bro.
For showering my boxers.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, how about back up?
To be fair though, like
I never
showered with the guys, bro. I always went home. I got fined for it. I was like, yeah, man's not showering with you lot, like. Because man will finish a game. A man's in the corner of the changing room, walking through everyone.
Naked! And I can't do that. Towel on
his
shoulders,
walking through with his ding along, just flapping around. It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm like, what's going on here, bro? Man's not built from that.
No, I can't do that, bro. And when I said I don't like nakedness, everyone like, oh yeah, what's he talking about? I think I don't remember all this stuff that you lot are saying on TikTok, bro.
Ooh! Damn.
No, so, yeah, like, man, like, I could never shower. Like, if I go to a spa or something, man's not showering naked. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just mad weird.
Yeah, that's because you've come from the pool and you've got trunks on.
No, bro. Man's seen, like, man showering naked after a spa.
Yeah, it can happen. It happens a lot of the time.
I'm thinking, what's wrong with Duke? Like, bro, like, you see, you could turn around and show your back.
Well, surely there's cubicles. Guys are.
No cubicles. Everyone's free to see everything.
That's like prison, bro. What's going
bro,
on?
Bro, like, I'll tell you after, innit? But like...
What?
No, like, I'll explain what I'm talking about after, innit?
Go on.
After, innit? Like,
zesty. Go on.
That's crazy. But yeah, like, no, like, I can't be like, why would I show my thing, like, to the whole world? Like, no, that's weird.
Are you not proud of it?
Anyways, let's move on, man. What's the man asking me, bro?
Ah, how you lost week been, though, man?
Bro, like, I can't lie to you. You know, before I used to say, oh yeah, let me work. I want a job where I work from home every day.
You don't.
I do not.
You don't.
Still. I do not.
But you work from home?
I do not want that.
Why?
It's just boring.
I said it. Working from home is boring.
It's so boring.
I do get bored.
This week dragged so bad. Like, I need to leave my house.
Wait, why are you working from home this whole week?
My office has bed bugs.
Swear?
Yeah.
So you might have bed bugs?
No. They got infested. I think they spotted it from Monday. I was in the office on Monday.
But they spotted it then. Doesn't mean it didn't come before then.
I haven't been in the office since last week, Thursday.
So there, that's...
No, last week, Wednesday.
That leaves a whole, like, what, almost a week gap where you...
Bro, I've not been in the office for, like, almost, like, over a week, bro. You can't, like, I wasn't there.
Nah, man. Bro,
like. You've got one.
So that means you'll be closed for time, am I?
They said 1 week, but doing cleaning for like 3 weeks, or they're doing infestation cleaning or whatever for 3 weeks, but we're only off for one. So I think someone complained about that.
That's not right still.
It's not right still, but yeah.
Bed bugs.
Yeah, bro, it's mad still.
Ah, man.
It's mad still. So yeah. I don't know if they're gonna extend it that we work from home again this week or what. I don't know, but yeah, this week. Like, I'll honestly pray that it's all gone. We go into the office from next week, bro. Because being at home every day is long. It's mad weird, bro. Like, I had to go on a walk yesterday.
I'm just used to it, to be honest. But, like, the only annoying thing is that man ain't got work friends that I can chat to you at in person.
I'm not careful with that, man.
Nah, like, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just part of the job. Because deep it, like, I wake up, I go downstairs into the office, I work till 5, and I stop. And I'll come back in the morning. I don't speak to no one except my dad, bro.
Yeah, that's that.
That's not lit. I'm not going to lie. Like, I can go in, but when I go in, bro, like, it's a ghost town, really. So, whereas if I had a job where I go in like 2 times a week, I can actually meet guys, get me, have a relationship with certain people. But
no, I don't have that. Like, I have a relationship with like 2-3 people.
That's enough.
But like, it's not they're going to get me to work, but like, if the opportunity to stay at home is there, I'm staying at home.
But not 5 days a week.
Definitely not 5 days.
So what's your dream ratio?
Two in the office, 3 at home. Right now I'm 3 in the office, 2 at home.
So you wouldn't do four at home?
No.
I swear. No. What about you?
No. But then, like, yeah, no, just no, sorry. You're at home too much.
Yeah, like, so as much as I'm so saving money, it's not about that.
2 days in the office?
Yeah. Yeah, or
would,
even 3 days.
Would you want to choose what days, or would you be calm with them setting it?
No, choose.
I'd like to choose, but I don't think I'd really care. I actually don't think I'd really care. You just have to plan your...
If they said come in Monday, Friday, you'll care, bro. I won't lie to you.
No, yeah.
You'll care, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You care about Monday. Friday, you may not care about.
Monday,
you'll care about.
Yeah, Monday, maybe.
Like, I used to do Thursday, Friday. I'm like, yo, like, a lot of moves are now on Sunday. Concerts, Sunday.
Even concerts.
And now I'm waking up, I have to go in on Monday. I'm like, nah, like... People even used to do a thing of like, cool, Hyatt, Sunday evening, back in the summer. Yo, you gotta wake up at like 2-3 hours.
Yeah, it's not looking.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I switched to Sunday like very quickly still. And from there, never looked back. Never looked back still. So, I'm a Monday and Friday guy, though.
But yeah, Monday.
I think three days. What did I say? Two days.
In office, 3 days from home.
Yeah, that's my dream still. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday in office, Thursday, Friday, Monday, home.
I actually clocked bare girls working office for like 4 days, you know, five even. And
bro,
I don't know many that stay from home.
Bro. On the topic of girls at work, bro, do you see that Charlie Mace?
Charlie Mace thing, yeah, word. Bro. I'm not gonna lie though, for the first bit was true.
What was it?
Because they were saying.
Yeah, what did they say?
Black women are doing better than black men in terms of. 9 to 5.
This guy, like, an idiot.
A lot of them have got good jobs in comparison to a lot of guys who, you know, some of them are lazy. Some are like, what's the word? I've forgotten the word. Procrastinating. A lot of girls just get on their Zoom. Get me? Got a job, maybe a side hustle, nails, hair. Compared to guys, a lot of guys are on their grind, but compared to girls, I know a lot of girls, most girls that are on job.
Yeah, because a lot of girls are... Because girls, in general, are more organized than we are. Well, females are more organized than we are.
Yeah.
So I think it's just easier for them to... like. They like all that aesthetic thing and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they actually come to doing the job, it's nothing to them.
You've got to do better though, man.
No, yeah, like...
You've got to do better. Because I couldn't even argue with it. Because a lot of them have got very good jobs, bro.
Yeah, they do. I can't even lie to you. It's...
Arguably better.
Yeah, can't even lie to you, they do so. Like,
we've got to improve, man. And then we're the one paying for all the stuff, which is, I don't mind, but...
but you mentioned it.
No, I'm just saying, like, for the general conversation.
Yeah.
I don't mind, but at the same time, man, like, we got to think about what we're doing here still.
Like, what I was going to say on that is, like... Oh, sorry, this guy's done...
Did you mess it up?
Yeah, messed up something still. But, yeah, like, a lot of girls, like, you lot will be surprised, yeah. I didn't actually hear what you lot said, by the way, sorry. But you lot will be surprised, yeah, with the amount of girls that are actually very patterned. Like, bro, like, I know a lot of girls that are still studying. I know a girl that's gone back to university to do masters. Like, I know bare girls that have gone to do their masters.
Yeah.
I know a lot of girls working in their specific field. Like, bro, bare girls are... like, I think I heard you say side hustle, like nails and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, girls are moving gara.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't trying to, on guys, innit? Let me quickly take that time. I ain't trying to, on guys or anything, yeah. But, bro, guys ain't moving gara, bro. Like, we're just looking for quick money.
Which works sometimes, but it's not sustainable.
Bro, it's not sustainable, bro.
You know what I mean?
Like, a lot of girls are on their Zoom, bro. Like,
most.
Nah, bro.
I know, yeah.
It's a lot of girls, bro. Like, cool, like, fair enough, we may know some girls that aren't on their Zoom, innit? But, bro, if you ain't doing something, you're going to get left behind by these girls.
100%.
Because I even saw a stat, yeah, cool, fair enough. African men, black African men are still earning more than black women, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the Caribbean ones, women are overtaken. There's another one, I can't remember which one. What's demographic? I think it was maybe others. Women are outdoing the men. Only African men are doing better than African women. Black, by the way. But bro, with time, it's going to change, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these girls, I'm scared. Like, they're making money, bro. And me, cool, fair enough. I'm doing all right. I'm not doing bad. I don't think any of us are doing bad. Do you know what I mean? But we got to keep doing something, innit?
Yeah.
They're going to overtake us. Mm-hmm. That is for sure. There's, without a doubt, these girls are going to overtake. Like, I know a girl that's doing a master's in... What's the top university in... I can't remember.
In what?
It's a London thing.
It's a London one, yeah.
Was it LSE?
What's the UCLA? That's
UCL.
Is that America?
UCLA is America. UCL is
London. Yeah, there's UCL, there's LSE, there's all these ones. Yeah. All these top... Bro, they're doing something there, innit?
Yeah.
I know girls that have gone back to study in law to get their... Whatever it's called, I don't know what it's called.
Medicine, doctors,
there's dentists. Girls doing pharmacy and medicine. Like, bro.
In 5 years' time, bro.
Yeah. Bro, I'm, bro. It's true. In 5 years' time.
You start seeing the key with the acrylics.
You see, guys, bro, I saw something so real that girls are on their Zoom whilst guys are asking, yo, how are we splitting this table? I say, yo, man, damn. We must stop going to these clubs, bro. Because these girls, they're getting tables for free, whereas I'm getting peas to collect for a table.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I'm just grateful that, cool, fair enough, I'm on my Zoom, innit? Like, I'm genuinely on my Zoom. But, bro, I can't speak for everybody, innit?
Yep.
So my advice to guys now is, bro, if you want to earn more than your girl, because to me that's very important, I won't lie to you. It's very important for me to earn more than my girl or my missus, whatever.
Mm.
So yeah, like, man, then girl, you're zooming it.
That's even another thing, like Charlie said, or the other guy that was talking, he was saying that in relationships, a lot of girls are outshining their boyfriends financially.
Bro, I think like a lot of relationships, yeah, it's 50-50, bro. Like,
see, when I was saying that, like, you're cool, guys want to cover all the bills, the mortgage, everything, bro, like, these girls are earning bread, bro. The like, stats show that bare man are contributing from both parties to the bills.
No, yeah, I mean? For sure.
So, and they're earning bread, so if you want to cover that all by yourself, like you said, you
no, like, soon. I feel like it's 50-50 because that's the only way they can do it. The man can't afford everything. I'm not saying that's how it should be. I'm saying that that's how it's happening right now.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these marriages or whatever... It's not just a man. Like, these girls are earning, bro. Mm. And it's only going to get worse for guys, should I say. Because girls are catching up. Or overtaking, should I say.
And this is also why guys shouldn't settle for no, like, socks and boxes for presents for, like, Valentine's or birthdays or Christmas.
Oh, no, she's earning money.
She's earning money. Bro.
She's earning
money. Don't be fooled, fam.
She's earning money. You know she can mean? Pay this exact bill that you're paying.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Facts. She's not financing your car. She can earn, she can pay that money. And more. She can take you to that that cave hotel for Valentine's. She can, but she's making you pay.
Because how much these lot pay for hair? Buy the hair from wherever, the supplier, then the install, then the nails, then the toes.
Then the lashes, don't forget.
Then the lashes.
Oh, sorry, they have to wax.
There we go.
It's expensive.
They've got money, bro. I'm telling you, man. So just make sure your side is patterned, isn't it? Because
Yeah, for real. Just
their side is looking side, patterned. More than ever.
Your side ain't patterned.
What?
Huh? Sorry, I thought you were going to say something.
Nah, I was just saying their side is looking patterned.
No, yeah. If your side ain't patterned, then please, my bro, get on your Zoom, innit?
And he's just working himself before you get involved with a babe.
But what else was he saying about like the podcast thing or whatever? What was he saying? I
can't remember the rest of the video.
Yeah.
That was the main crux of what I got from the video, innit?
I agree still.
Because, man... That's mad, but purely doing 9 to 5 and that being your sole income, it don't look like that's enough. It doesn't look like that's enough. You've got a very good job, I'm not going to lie.
For me, fair I feel enough. like for a lot of the guys that are in 9 to 5, in 2-3 years time, okay, let me say 3 to 5 years time, 9 to 5 would be cool for us.
It depends on what you're doing.
What do you mean cool for us?
As in like, one what we'll be earning?
Yeah.
Would be cool for us.
If you're in a good industry. That's lucrative.
I don't know any guy that's doing the wrong industry. Do you know what I mean?
Not all industries
in my group chat.
Not all industries are lucrative. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't know any guy.
Like finance, tech, like there's always going to be room to make bread, bro.
I only know guys in finance or tech.
Nah, there's guys in different industries, bro.
Not in my group. Not in our group, should I say.
Sorry. Yeah, it's true. But at the same time, that's what.
That's the only two there. I know a doctor. One guy gives me a doctor.
Fez?
I haven't spoken to him in a while, though. He's in our group.
Oh, sorry. Is that man good? Went blank. Yeah, it's true.
That guy's just studying, bro. I know he's studying.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's true. Actually, you might clock to that. Girls don't have TVs. Like, they watch films on their laptops. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, they can have a flipping TV, like 40 smart TV flat screen hung up on the wall, and then they're watching Grey's Anatomy on their flipping MacBook.
Oh, wait, so they have a TV, but they don't use it?
Both. Some have a TV and watch on their laptop. Some just choose to have a laptop. I'm like, why? Like, this is what, a 16-inch screen? Like, why don't you just get a TV? But it makes no sense.
Or maybe they watch on their phone.
Like, what? That don't make sense to me. Like,
no shade, babe. No shade.
You're violating. That was directed. Nah, but like, yeah, it's no shade, but it's like, why though? Man, how can you not enjoy like a big screen? Doesn't make sense to me, to be fair. Nah, man.
Yo, I was thinking to do, but I'm not gonna do it. But I was thinking maybe I should go and learn like electrician. To be an electrician. Trade. Sorry. Yeah, trade. Why be an electrician.
Why though?
They make peas, bro.
Yeah, these trade guys make peas though.
That's their full time job though. That's
but like, relevant. If I was doing part time, bro, like I could make a free bill quickly on the weekend.
Yeah, something like that.
Or... Nah, guys actually make peas, bro. I saw one guy make 1,500 in a day, bro.
So then, the time you'd have to take to learn it, would that not cut into your 9 to 5?
Though? That is literally what I said I'm not doing it anymore. Because let me just focus on my trade. My trade is accounting. Because
to become a fully qualified,
I don't think I've ever sat down this thing.
You haven't.
Are you sure?
You haven't.
Oh my God, I might have to bleep that.
But yeah, to become a fully qualified electrician.
No, don't worry. Bro. At least you know I'm doing something. It's not just the pod I'm doing.
But
I'm doing that.
I forgot what I was gonna say now. Yeah, to become a fully qualified electrician.
Yeah.
To just be learning on the weekend, it's gonna take you a long time, bro.
No, yeah, it'll take like 3 to 5 years probably.
Because these guys,
3 to 5 years.
These guys that are doing it full time, bro, they're learning it Monday through Friday, bro. Yeah. Sometimes Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
If you're doing it on the weekend because you've got 9 to 5, it's going to take you time. Or even bricklaying or plumbing. Any of these
those are the real men, isn't it? Those are the real hands-on men, isn't it? Like, you got a problem in your house, they're not calling anyone. Like, in their house, if they have a problem in their house, they're not calling anyone. Now, I'm just saying,
isn't
it? So
you're saying that everyone that isn't a professional in such trade is not a real man?
No. I'm just saying that...
Sounds like that's
they're
what I'm
less
saying,
traditional. They're less traditional. Yeah.
No, you're gonna have to elaborate.
Yeah, because if you got a problem in a house,
your
wife will expect the man to sort it out. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'll sort it out, bro. I'll call a professional.
You're gonna call another man to sort it out.
Right.
That's not
traditional.
Is it?
You've been brainwashed. Sad side. Sad side. It's a sad day. Crazy. That's
crazy. So wait. So how are you calling another man? Why could she not do that,
bro? Like, man's got my skill, innit?
Your skill is finding another man to.
My skill's paying. My skill's paying that.
Exactly.
I take care of this. I take care of these.
Fair enough.
One thing I will do though. What was you gonna say?
I was going to make another joke about what Franklin said about...
Brick by brick.
Yeah,
what I was going to say is I will try and learn how to change a tire, though. Like, manually.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I want to learn how to do that still.
I'm not going
to. That one there? Cool.
That's the bad bit.
Yeah, I want to sort that still. Yeah,
like, I don't know how to do
anything this. In-house, like, pipes burst or, like, lights gone out. Yeah, man, come and sort this out, bro. Like, that's not all.
No, I'm not going to. YouTube helps a lot, though. I TikTok remember my boiler went out. I was able to quickly sort it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but like it wasn't a screech vibe. It was just more, I did something. Because I was trying to, there's something called with a heater, to like get old water out. I can't remember what it's called. This. Let me search it quickly.
You twist some sort of knob or something?
Yeah.
Pause.
But that's the action he was doing though. Like he was twisting something.
What's it called? Did I say? Radiator.
Real men. Damn.
What is it called?
Yeah, I'm just like, imagine you're sleeping, bro, and then you just hear some sort of like water gushing downstairs, and then like, let's say the utility room is just flooding. You're gonna know what to do. Like, you think your wife's gonna be like, Ralph, you can't sort this out, you're not a romantic,
man. If you're not like, oh, it must be that the pipe, let me go sort it out.
I feel like you should know the basics. Yeah, the basics. Like,
but if you're as helpless as your wife, she's not gonna look at you.
I'm not as helpless though.
But she doesn't know what's going on, and you don't know anything either.
I will know.
that something's wrong.
I won't know how to fix it, but I will know what's going on. Oh, you see with her car, oh, engine warning light. Oh, babe. Maybe it's to do with the oil.
Yeah.
Babe, you know what? Yeah, let me take it to, you get me? I know what's going on. You know what I mean? That's my front. But yeah, what I was saying is that there's something called bleed in the radiator, yeah?
Bleed?
Bleeding, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like getting old water out or something like that. Something like along those lines, yeah. So I done that for my heater in the house, yeah. With my radiator.
Mm.
And the next thing you know, the pressure from the boiler went all the way down, skyrocketed down, yeah. I was like, yo, I didn't need to do this.
Mm.
So now, if my mom has to call someone, I'm going to have to fork the bill. I'm like, I don't want to do that. So I went on YouTube, I'm like, yo, what do I need to, how do I fix this? Sure, YouTube video, clicked on my boiler. I'm like, okay, cool. Twist, ching, ching. It went up. I said, whoa, keep going. It's filled up. No problem.
Oh.
And I fixed it. So YouTube, that sorted me. So man, them, YouTube will sort you. If you want to fix a tire, go on YouTube.
That's a clip here, Benzo.
Fair affairs.
Yeah, lovely. Cool. What was I going to say? So you man are going to, what, you chose to do the action, bro, the Gawk 3000 action, bro, like you chose that.
That's crazy. Are you still keeping this in?
That's not part of the clip. You're part of the advice to the guys about how to change something is the clip, bro. It's not my bit.
It's crazy.
You need to sort this stuff out, bro.
Keep your hands to yourself, bro.
I swear I shouldn't help you out. My bad, just trying to be a good friend. Right. Nice track it off.
Nice touching man. Man's hair, bro.
Just helping you out, you know what I mean? Good friend I am. You know what I mean? But I was listening to was it Charlie Mace? I don't think it was Charlie Mace, it was someone else. And they were trying to say how maybe it was a girl and she was talking about hair is a man's makeup. I disagreed because cool, we get trims, we look better. Skin even glows up sometimes or more time. But all that's getting done is the hair that was on our head is getting shaved off, bro. Whereas with makeup, you're buying products that have got nothing to do with your natural body to apply to your face. Enhance. Lashes, the same. Hair, that's Brazilian, is the same. Do you know what I mean?
All Ghanaian.
All Ghanaian. How do you know that? Fair enough. Doesn't matter. But you get my point. Do you know what I mean? So how is hair a man's makeup, really and truly?
I ain't gonna lie, when I get a trim, I'm a hustler.
So what, you when you ain't got a trim?
Hustler.
Well, it's the same with girls though, when they do their hair.
What do you mean?
When they do their hair, like, we get a trim, they do their hair, but this guy's still laughing at his own joke.
Yeah, his own joke, can you imagine? Like, his own joke, like, crazy. It's a madman. I don't think it's the same though. It's the same principle. The same, yeah. We both look better, but the only difference is they're buying products that have got nothing to do with their natural body to enhance, which is fine because they look good. They look, huh?
What if you get black spray?
I don't. So, what if, no, I don't.
If you do, then maybe it's kind of equivalent.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's equivalent still.
It's not, bro. Because it's your natural face on show regardless. It's not their natural face on show regardless.
Get it? Shape up's not really natural, is it?
Exactly. It's enhancing your hairline.
It's like makeup.
And makeup enhances
your beauty,
quote unquote, enhances your features.
So you might not saying it's equivalent.
I ain't got a problem
with the makeup because it looks good for the most part.
No, I'm saying for me, I ain't got a problem with them calling my makeup cool, whatever. I look different now. Cool, no problem. Because I've gone through the rough patch where guys have told me, yo, get a trim.
Okay, let me put it like this. There's some girls out there, yeah, that look unrecognizable. What? From when they look natural in comparison to when they've got makeup on.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen with guys, bro. Trim or no trim, you're going to see that's the person, bro.
It's true.
Makeup can change your identity. Like, your face ID might not work.
Yeah, that's why that's I crazy. Say makeup's supposed to enhance
features. So it's not the same enhancement, that's my point.
No, but then again, there's some girls that
that overdo it.
Yeah, I ain't trying to be in their business or anything, but...
My birthday makeup.
Forget that one. I don't think girls do that anymore. If you do that, that's your... Nah, you get me. But for me, I can only speak for myself, yeah. The women I speak to, or the girls I spoke to, or whatever, they don't apply makeup to a degree where it's like they're unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. And that's what I prefer. I don't care for your opinion. I'm talking about mine. Do you know what I mean? So, girls that wear makeup where it's like every day or they need to do it every time they go out, It's not for me. I don't care, but it's just not for me. I'd rather it be where, like, I see you all the time. Naturally, when we want to go out somewhere now, fancy, you want to put makeup on, no problem. But the makeup we put on, just make sure you don't look something different. Which, unfortunately for me, they don't. So, that's just my opinion on it, with the whole makeup thing.
Yeah, I get that as well.
But overall, like, the same way they'll put on makeup is the same way I'll get a drink. I won't go out looking rough. They won't go out. They won't looking go out rough. Looking rough, innit? Do you know what I mean? I was going to say looking natural, but that's rude. They won't go out looking rough. Simple as that. That's just my take on it. Just don't go and not go and make yourself look completely different. Simple as that.
Okay, so...
By the way, don't clip any makeup stuff.
It might get numbers. No. I'm not trying to take the risk.
No.
Why are you in girls' business?
You already see the comments, man.
Yeah, I mean, hear this question, right? Yeah. When both genders are natural, yeah? When I say natural, let me compare it.
I'm joking.
A guy with no trim, a girl with no makeup, no lashes, natural hair.
She's buffer.
Who's more confident? On average.
Whoever's buffer.
No, as in, like, who's more confident, girls or guys? When the guy's got no trim, the girl's got no lashes, no makeup.
The guy, obviously.
Obviously.
That's more confident.
You think?
A guy with no trim or a girl with no lashes and no makeup.
Yeah.
Come on, this the guy that's more confident.
You think? Yeah. You think it's a landslide?
Yeah, but we've grown up like this.
Yeah, I think it is a landslide. I think it is a landslide still. Right, you know, in this day and age, yeah. Maybe when we were younger, when girls weren't really wearing makeup, but now, where girls go out, at least 95% of them, they're putting something on their face.
Yeah.
The minimum would be like, what? Lashes and lip gloss. Maybe, now they don't have no lashes or no lip gloss. Come on, man.
So you'd say on average, we're more confident as a gender?
Yes. Fairs. Yeah. Fairs. We are more confident.
Fairs. What do you think?
This guy don't want to get dragged. That's what you're thinking of.
Let's be honest, I don't give a damn, bro.
That's the PR, also, right?
There you go. I was waiting still.
Hold on, my manager's calling me. Yo?
Look, his home screen's on.
Nah, I'm joking.
I think we're the more confident gender. Not to say they're not confident, but this is partially based off me seeing a lot of girls not having lashes on.
I think.
And feeling or saying, oh, like, I feel my face is so naked, or I don't feel like myself. And I'm like, I think because you haven't got an extension on, you don't feel like yourself. Whereas me, no trim, I feel like myself, bro.
I think we're the more buff, I'll say that. I think we're more buff than them. I don't care. Like, for example, FaceTime, I don't care if I don't have a trim, I have a comedy camera, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whereas them, they may feel somehow, which is not entirely their fault because that's how they've been brought up. They need to look good or whatever. They need to do this and that to get a man. They need to do X, Y, and Z. Mm. This is how they're conditioned. Do you know what I mean? So, whereas us, we're conditioned.
So, when they're not feeling themselves, you'll see like the top half of the bonnet on FaceTime.
No, you won't even see that, bro. You see the ceiling.
The ceiling. Or it's even black. The lights are off.
Yeah, black off.
Or the top right corner of the eye or something.
Do you know what I mean? But that's not every girl. Do you know what I mean? But
it's like, true. Some of, bro, I come across some very confident girls, bro. Fully natural, no lashes, no nothing. Get me. It's all stood up on the makeup stand with the lights on and that. Like, fair enough, bro. Everyone's got different confidence.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not I don't blame them, innit? Like, it is what it is at the end of the day. Like, you never know why they may feel that way. So
yeah, like you said, like, they've been brought up to
that's how they feel like they have way to be
to attract a man.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh. By the way, for the whole makeup is your hair. I mean, your haircut is the makeup and all that, blah, blah. Even if it is, so what?
I feel like it would apply more to us with extensions. Like, guys that get dreads as extensions.
Again, I don't care. Like, if I had if I was a guy and, like, I was doing the whole, what's it called, starter locks.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm skipping all that.
Swear.
As long as it looks natural. I'm skipping all that.
Yeah, that's because they call it like the ugly phase, isn't it?
What the hell? Like, I'm skipping all that, bro. And stuff like that. I'm skipping all of that. I'm just attaching it to my head. Because we'll still grow my hair out, no?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm skipping all of that. But I just feel like it would be a bit like too quick. Like, if I transition to dreadlocks next week, it'd be like, what the hell? So So I'll grow my hair out, then fake it like, oh yeah, my hair shrinks, man.
The dreads. You fool the masses.
Yeah, like I have to. Yes. But like I'll definitely get like the whole extension and all that, but my time for that is all gone. It's gone now, so I won't be growing my hair out.
So would you mind feel like it's a red flag? Because you said earlier that you prefer a babe to, well, not do too much when you're seeing her on the regular. So would you then feel the type of way if you're seeing her every 2-3 days or every 4 days and she's doing soft glam every time you're going out?
No.
You wouldn't feel the type of way?
No.
You wouldn't think, rah, like, but you feel like you can be yourself around me, like, just be natural.
But that's not, if we're going out.
No, but not even going out, just bucking her.
Oh, if I'm going to link her at her bit.
Doesn't have to be her bit, bro.
Well, it's different.
Going to get food or something. Doesn't have to be a restaurant.
Like, let's say you're going Nando's.
Yeah.
Both. Yeah, if you but I feel like that's nothing to do with me, though. I feel like it'll probably be just in general, like going out in public probably feels more confident wearing a bit of makeup.
I don't know. For me, like, because if you, I've never cared.
Yeah.
But if it's got to the point where it's like, it's noticeable, like every time we go out, you have to put on some sort of makeup.
Yeah.
It depends on how much, though.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. But like, if it's got to that stage where it's like, you have to put it on, it's like, why, babe?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's my only question. I don't think I'll ask, but if I do ask and you give me an answer, is what it is. I won't talk about it again.
Because I've even heard guys try and tell girls, oh, like, you look better naturally, and they hate it.
Yeah, I would, like, for me, like, I hate when people tell me I don't need a trim. Like, I want a trim, bro. Like, what? For me, it's the same. Like, that's what, I agree. Like, I feel like a haircut is a man's makeup. But it's just, like, to a certain degree. Do you know what I mean? It's not the same as a whole full face makeup. But I agree, like, if a girl wants to put on makeup, let her put on. I don't care. But on the flip side, if I want to get a trim, don't talk about, you don't need a trim, you look good. Okay, but like, I want a trim, I feel, that's just me, I feel like I feel rough. Like, I wouldn't go to a motive like this tomorrow.
What? Swear?
No, I wouldn't.
What? Look at his hair. What's going on?
It's calm, bro.
That's more than calm.
What motive would I go to tomorrow?
Any.
I'll go to like a lounge with you, man.
Oh, you wouldn't go to like a,
I would not go to
ticket
like
an event or something?
No way. No, like I would, like it's not as if I'm like I wouldn't, it's not as if I wouldn't do it, but like it would have to, I would have to know what sort of event this is. Like if it was like a libs thing, like if the man said, yo, we got a table, let's go libs. I'm not going like this, I'm getting a trim, 100%, no chance. That means I would get free trims this month.
Am I the same?
I would definitely get a trim for like, depending on the event.
I think, yeah, if it's a high profile event, I guess I agree, but for the most part, like, you might know this. When I had a taper, bro, like, it almost wouldn't matter. Like, I would just rough it out if I have to rough it out. Because with a taper trim, I can't lie. If you ain't got a trim, like, you can style it out, bro. I'll be real.
What taper are you talking about? Mine?
Yeah, yours. I had a bit more of those in it. But, yeah, you can rough it out, bro. I can't lie. If you look good when you're rough, you can rough it out 100%.
You know, we used to look bare young.
I heard that as well, you know.
We used to look mad young.
I was in the start of 2023, innit? Yeah.
Yeah. We looked mad young. Yeah,
yeah. Facial, like, it's weird.
It's like, it's only been a year, but like, we've all grown. Like,
but then again, we've all changed because he's got a different hairstyle. I've got a different hairstyle. You got your teeth done. So we've actually changed ourselves, innit? Do you get it?
I didn't get my teeth done.
What are you talking about? Okay, fair enough, bro. You had braces or something?
I just brush twice a day.
Go brush twice a day.
Nice. I hear you still.
Did I actually have a gap like that?
Not like that, but obviously you had one, bro.
No, but like, did I have a gap like that? Like, I never took it as if I had a gap. But no, when I looked back,
there was no like actual gap between your front teeth.
There was, but like, I never took it as like, I have a gap.
No, you'll see that as like wide, like 2-pound coin can fit in between gap, bro.
No, guys, that I don't.
But you had like a literal gap.
Yeah, but like, I got told one day, I'm like, yo, I actually have a gap. Is that what you're telling me? Me? No, generally, I was like, yo, me. Like, I know I had gaps, like, but like, and they just made a comment about I have a gap. I'm like, what? Me? I don't like gaps.
I don't like gaps either.
that means I like on yourself or like just some. I don't really look at other people like that.
Big on that, to be fair.
Okay, let me not lie to you. Cool. Let me be honest here. If you have a gap and it's not major, I don't see why you don't close it. That's just my very own opinion. Do you know what I mean? With me, teeth is a big thing. That's why I done it for myself. Do you know what I mean?
Massive.
Teeth is a very big thing. So if you don't notice it and you don't care about it and you enjoy it, then live your life out. I would never judge you on that. But for me, if it was me, I'll close it, which is what I did. So I'll never project my own, should I say, insecurities on other people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll never have a girlfriend be like, yo, like, you should get this gap closed, you know? It's not expensive.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's crazy, oh, still.
How would you even... Nah, I wouldn't even go near
saying that's that. Crazy, still.
I just wouldn't... But do you think you look different, though?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Bro, life changed, man. No, I mean, life changed.
What does that even mean? What's going on?
You know. I changed from hustler to champ.
Oh, what is this champ thing? Have you seen group chat, bro? Champ. Who calls him champ? Like he's some sort of boxer, bro. Like, it's crazy,
bro. Bro, if you know me, you know me, but my name's Champ.
Nice, Champ. Brilliant. Nice.
Nah, still, but yeah, like, nah, I still need to go back and do my whole, like, I might do my whole mouth one day.
My whole mouth, bro. Just do the maintenance thing, the polish thing, man. On your bottom.
Not everything, bro. I'll just
chill. What do you mean, everything? I said more teeth.
Like veneers, bro.
Chill. Wow. No, it's not a fair thing. Why? You want to shave down your natural teeth?
It's his teeth, man.
You ain't got to do that. It is his teeth, but why, bro? Just get that.
No, like, I'll probably do.
I was even thinking to do that as well.
I'll probably just do like.
Two more, innit?
All veneers, like everything, like 8 and 8.
Composite veneers.
Or 10 and 10 or something.
Like, but like, man with veneers, bro, you can always tell that, bro, they're not real.
Bro, I get told I got my teeth done.
Yeah, teeth done and not real are different.
Bro, but if they tell you got your teeth done, they think it's not real.
No, but veneers, like, you can tell, bro, you had your teeth shaved down, and you have teeth put in.
No, I feel like people like the whole fake look, whereas I never liked that.
That's the whole point of composite bonding, bro.
No.
Yeah.
You can still have a fake look with composite bonding.
But your teeth still look natural, though.
No.
They look more natural look than more veneers. Natural. More than 100%.
100%. You can tell the difference between someone that's 100%. Got veneers and someone's got bonding. 100, man.
No, cap.
Yes, what do you mean, cap?
Yes, you can. No,
you can't.
You can get good veneers that don't look like freaking teeth.
You can have composite bonding that looks like veneers, bro.
That's a bad job.
No, it's not. People out bonding that,
looking like veneers.
Let me show you someone. His is composite, bro.
Composite bonding?
Yes, bro, not veneers.
Let me see.
I don't know what I'll show you. Nah, I don't think he has anything.
He must. Because he would have spent bread on it. So I'm sure he showed it off somewhere.
No, the only place I know is, like, I don't want to talk too hot in it.
But his boy.
Let's not talk too hot in it.
But his boy, though. You said the name, so it's calm. His boy,
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
That's bonding, though.
Yes, he did it here.
Yeah, I saw it.
But yeah, like, that's a natural thing. Whereas exactly. His one. It's not natural, bro.
Because it's veneers.
No, it's bonding.
Same guy.
Yes, bro. Same dentist. Yes, and he said, yo, this is what he wanted, the fake look.
Oh, yeah, see, if he wants the fake look, then yes.
And you can get the fake look with composite bonding.
Yeah, if you want to get that, that's you, innit? But
with me, like, I'd rather just get the whole mouth bonded, keep going back every 3-5 years.
Yeah, as long as it looks...
How long did he say it lasts again?
3 to 5.
What, composite bonding?
Yes, it was not natural. I've got to go back. I might do my mouth proper though next time.
What do you mean?
Get Invisalign. Yeah. From now, the whole 6 to 8 months or whatever.
I want to get Invisalign.
I ain't that patient, huh?
I want to get Invisalign.
Swear, your teeth are straight already, bro.
Yeah, but like, I know they're not dentist approved straight. Oh, do you know what I'm saying? Okay, I want them straight.
I ain't gonna lie, blank. So I'm not doing that. I'm going to Turkey.
Wait, what? To do what? That's even worse. Shoddy job, central, bro.
No. I know someone that went. I'll tell you after.
I know guys that went Turkey and their thing is chipped, bro.
Everyone's chipped, bro. Mine ain't chipped, though.
You know what I mean? Because I seen guys try to open a supermarket with their flipping mouth after getting their teeth done.
How you do that?
Well, you can, but you can't.
How you do that?
No.
I can do it.
I can't do that.
Have you done it with...
Yeah, I have.
Insane.
But like, man,
you do it with the back?
Yeah, you got to do it with the back, bro. You got to do it.
That's dangerous, man. I can't crazy. Lie. Why though?
These are my babies, bro. Huh?
What?
I said, these are my babies, my teeth.
Insane. I don't get guys that. What is that? Flex?
What? I can open up your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't act out of it. Go look for a bottle opener. I'll be drinking my drink halfway through.
Crazy, man.
Sound like that.
Damn.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, but yeah, teeth. I didn't even ask. Teeth is important to me as well, still.
That's the first thing I look at on girls, still. Yeah. I don't even lie.
Like, and I'm pretty sure for a lot of them it's the same as well. Because I feel like it changes not again, man.
No, it could do well, but I don't know how. I really don't know how.
I feel like the same goes for them. I feel like teeth can actually change your look.
Yeah, it does, bro.
Like, I don't look the same. That's in your face, bro. Yeah, bro.
It does. Like, bro, my face, I don't know if this is because of gym and because I put on size, but my face used to be mad skinny. Mm. I put on weight on my face. I just feel like I look more
grown.
Yeah, I look more grown. Whereas last year, at the start, January, I'm looking at this guy like, this is not me, bro. I looked at my graduation picture and I said, yo, this guy is meaty. I swear down, bro. I looked at my graduation picture and I'm like, yo, this guy is meaty. Why do I have a silver tooth in my mouth,
bro? In the graduation pic?
Nah. I was going to have it in my graduation pic.
No way.
I was like, you know what? Yeah, let me just lie on myself, bro.
It's never that serious.
But yeah, now that I look at my brother's graduation pic, I'm like, yo, like... Oh, I'm buff.
Bro, get a low cut, man. You know it's inevitable, isn't it?
It's like, gonna come, of course. Like, I've always wanted my low cut back, but like, I need to live this to my full potential. Do you know what
last time you had it, you looked, oh no.
Yeah, like, at least let me have my
teeth done, so you won't look the same.
No, but at least let me have my chin hair come out. Do you know what I mean?
I swear.
Yeah, like, I want my whole goatee, like, yo, TikTok boy. Do you know what I mean?
TikTok what?
Like, you see them TikTokers that like do the face man thing, like.
Yeah.
Like, at least let me look
good. Goatee, innit?
Yeah, with my goatee. Like, my mustache should grow out more.
I was going to say someone's
name. No, don't even try.
I was going to say someone's name. Oh, yeah, that's funny. I don't even know
whose name you're thinking of, but.
Yeah. The white brother.
I don't know who you're
talking
about.
You
do. Oh, God.
He's got, like, crazy straight teeth.
Yo, you should shout out for the pods, though.
What?
I think we'll come on.
What? Is he an Essex boy?
Sounds like it. You might as well shout out.
Yeah, Matt. Give him all the sign, mate. You're right, mate.
What are you doing, lad?
Come down for a little combo. And
quick combo, yeah?
Come on.
My guy.
Woo! It's time.
Ten.
On the late dot. Session,
store.
Crazy store.
What time do we start?
How many times have you been this week? I've been twice. I need to go three. I need to go... probably to Sunday, maybe.
How many times have I been this week?
I need to do my third session.
I've been three times.
Yeah, I've been twice.
But I'm changing my schedule now. So, like, before I would do four times, I'd do push, pull, legs, then a session on calisthenics, yeah.
Mm.
Or, no. Before I did the calisthenics, it would just be a session on, like, my weak areas, so my chest and something.
Are you still in the gym, Benzo?
Yeah.
You should come to our next session, bro.
Ferris. When is the next session?
We didn't even schedule it, but you should come still.
Oh, I'll come still.
That session, I actually put in a lot more work than I do by myself. Facts, bro. I felt it the next day. Like, was it my shoulder? Or my chest? My shoulders. Mate. I was doing weights that I don't normally do. I was pushing them. Yeah, man. I feel like I scratched my face.
Apparently, it's not good to touch your face too much. No, that's a very bad habit, man.
Mm.
It's not good to touch your face.
Do you mind bite your nails?
No.
But I do touch my face, though, that's the thing.
I touch my face a lot.
So, do you mind getting manicures?
No.
Not anymore? No, I just do it better. I just cut my nose.
Got to be well groomed in that. You know what I mean?
I hear it still.
Have you seen, like, when girls get their nails done, they'll be doing it? You seen that post, bro? Oh, my days. Did you see that? Did you see 21 Savage and Aiden Ross?
Yeah.
Do what? Oh, they had a bet or something?
Nah, so never they mind. Were... 21 Savage's team must have brought some scratch cards. And then they were obviously gambling. And I think 21 Savage was, like, 400 bags down. And then somehow the scratch cards came into play, and then Aiden must have owed him like 120 in the end or something like that. But Aiden then clocked that the cards are scratched. Then he's like, what's going on here? And then 21's like, oh, I didn't know. And then they sort of just squashed it, but Aiden still said he's going to buy his sister a car. Crazy.
Bro, I'm just seeing Tony on Savage just tweeted. No, he posted on Instagram. Lame ass N-word, scratching cards and blaming it on me. That F guy, Aiden, tried to call me a scammer. Let that...
They're beefing?
Yeah.
I thought they blessed it.
Let that guy know that he's blackballed from all of the rap game.
Well, that's cap.
I don't know what's going on right now. Cap,
but... Bro, man, watch the video. I saw them, like, squash it visibly.
I thought it was done. I don't see what's his face, going on. To be fair.
But maybe they squashed it, and then Aiden went on stream and talking about, oh, yeah, he's a scammer or whatever. Oof. These streamers got flagged, though, man.
Do you see what Young Ads did with his Lambo?
Who? Young Ads?
Yeah.
Pink?
Yeah.
It's raffle.
Pink. Yeah, the raffle. What raffle? For, like, he's raffling
his Lambo.
What? It's like 99p per raffle ticket. And you know how much he's raised for already?
Oh,
he's raised at least like 400,000.
Yeah, of course.
And the retail price of the car is 200,000.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Nice. Jude Bellingham will get a 10-game suspension. Say Mars Greenwood.
No, that can't be real.
That's got to be fake. But I see it on Twitter.
Definitely said it, I'll be real.
He did. Yeah.
That's crazy though of him though. I'm not gonna lie.
It's not crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it's crazy. Nah, that's crazy. It's crazy.
It's not that crazy.
It's actually crazy.
Like you get
tensions rise.
Yeah, tensions rise in the game, but you'll call people like a dickhead or something. Yeah. Like, if you
have I don't to need to be that.
Yeah, stuff like that, but that was very specific.
Yeah. It's because he got caught on camera. I'm telling you, that stuff runs every single game.
No.
100, man. It's because he got caught, bro. No, like, man, are racist like to matches, bro. Like, I'm telling you, this stuff runs. He was just unlucky at the angle he was at.
No, it's just like mad, like.
He can't bath that either.
It's mad. They're getting a professional lip reader, apparently.
They don't even need one, man. We could all see it.
Like, yeah, but they need it.
What other word
for...
could he even been trying to say? He's not baffing that still. He's not baffing that at all. Man said he's getting banned though.
What the hell are nice baby to you?
It's Fred. Fred's a controller Twitter, bro. I'm telling you.
This guy literally swore. I'm not gonna say Fred, but someone tweeted, ladies, if you go to a spot with elephants and they are smacking all the nash after the girls are done with a picture, and after your turn the elephant doesn't smack your nash, would you be mad?
Tell me that's not Fred. Tell me that's not Fred though.
So that means that's what you tweet.
No, stretch.
You said you like him.
I mean, his line of thinking's not too far from mine.
You might as well start controlling the TikTok, you know.
What's going on here, bro?
Not TikTok, Twitter.
Yeah. Didn't I say this months ago? Benzo, you're my witness. Please don't say you didn't remember. Please don't say you didn't remember.
You never said you controlled TikTok. You said that, you said we should start posting clips. You never said you controlled the Twitter.
So who else would do it? Come on, man! Like,
When I say control Twitter, I mean like tweet, bro.
Oh,
What do you think I'm talking about?
Damn, I have to get back into my. How old was I back then? Even you was part of the gang back then as well. Getting posted on these Insta blogs with your JD tweets about Love Island and that, bro. You was famous back then.
That was a good one, still.
Yeah, come on, bro. You know what I mean?
That was a good one, still.
Interchange, bro.
No. I'm done.
No,
I barely even like on Twitter, bro.
I like.
No, just because people can see it, I just
don't. You've been reposted on TikTok, though.
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? I see it, bro. Yeah. What are you talking about?
What do you see me reposted?
Hustle reposted some motivational. Was it TD Jakes? Nah, can't have been. Was one of them, though, like.
So, yeah, it comes up on you, my stuff like that.
Motivational, I mean, bro, we're friends on TikTok, of course, it comes up, fam.
Bro, I only see it. Emails on.
Yeah, bro, I see it all the time.
That was the only one else's.
Swear. Or do you just not pay attention? Like, it comes up like literally there.
The only people I see is one or two females. One or two females, and then his one still. I don't see anyone else.
Bro, I see girls that I'm not even friends with. I ain't even got their number, and I've seen them using their report.
I block everyone now.
But I'll follow them on Insta, so it's like, Insta, like TikTok somehow, like, communicating with hey, these lot. These companies are weird. Did you see that clip of Zuckerberg getting pressured by that judge?
No. Zuckerberg?
Pressure.
Wait, from when? Is it?
That's when he had that case about the data.
Affairs, yeah.
He was getting pressured.
Just like...
Are you talking about a film?
No.
There's another film. There's like a documentary coming about that whole case as well.
Oh, but he was talking about Social Network, though.
Affairs.
100%.
Are you talking about Social Network?
There's a film with Mark Zuckerberg.
It's not him.
Is it not him?
Is it like the making of Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Social Network.
Oh, he's talking about Social Network.
With Justin Timberlake, I like.
Yes. Yeah, that's Social Network.
Garfield. You know, yeah. I literally watched episode 67 and we were telling him to watch it and he still ain't watched it. That was marked 2023, bro.
What's episode 67?
The Storytime special, bro.
You told me to watch it.
We told
you. Yeah, we did say to watch
it. You told me to watch Social Network.
Yeah. I think someone even recommended
it. How do you know I haven't watched it?
You haven't.
How do you know that?
You haven't. You haven't, bro.
I have.
Okay.
Is there a series?
There we go.
Nah, I saw it on TikTok, so it's like, yo, like, is this a series or something?
No.
Nah, bro, it's a film. Andrew Garfield, Justin Timberlake, I've forgotten the curly haired brother's name.
Jesse Eisenberg,
my boy. But yeah, Dune's out soon, man.
Yeah.
What's your man's favorite throwback series?
Throwback series, as in like TV series?
Yeah.
What?
No, maybe. What other series?
I was about to say that. No,
because I thought you meant like just throwback like movie to.
He didn't say it in the first. This guy gets away with murder.
First throwback.
Throwback favorite. Series or film?
Yeah, you just asked the same thing.
He said movie though. He said movie after that though. Your team was just straight silly.
I said movie silly.
They heard it. You asked that before he said anything. He said series. Yes. You said what film? Then you said
then I
movie.
Tried to be sarcastic and be like, no, movie.
No, man.
Nah.
Hey, man, what's your favorite throwback series?
Anyways, cool. Throwback series. The Originals.
When was that?
That's not that even a
That's
throwback.
Even a throwback.
That's 2010 at least.
Like
how many years ago was 2010?
Doesn't matter.
14 years.
Throwback.
Were you watching series in primary school?
Yes.
I was watching stuff like.
No, that's not count. Disney, man.
My Wife and Kids.
My Wife and Kids is mine.
Throwback. Yeah, that was going to be mine as well. Well, okay.
Come on, man. What's going on there?
My Wife and Kids.
No, it's hard.
Oh, Fresh Prince. Fresh Prince.
All of that.
What?
You
watched all of it.
You didn't
watch
all of it.
All of it, but like you watched my friend.
Yeah, I watched it.
No, you haven't watched every episode of Fresh Prince.
I ain't watched
all episodes. You watched every episode?
Yes.
Every single episode.
It was literally on Netflix. Yeah, bro.
I didn't finish it, though.
Nah, man.
How many seasons is that?
Five?
How many episodes in each one? At least like 20.
30.
3-0. 1-3.
Man, come on, it's more than that.
I swear.
There's 60 episodes with the whole thing.
What is it? Is it more? I don't know. It was just, I enjoy it, bro. I don't know. But still.
Yo, you see when we said bring back dancing TikTok here?
Yeah.
TikTok came back. I was doing one.
Which one did you see?
Got you, Lord. I've not seen that
TikTok.
With everything. You lot know it.
I've not seen that TikTok. I see bare like influencers doing dancing TikToks though.
Bro, I was doing it, bro.
You sound like Deji.
Who sounds like Deji?
I don't know. Who was the main one talking? Was it me?
It was me, so they best be fried. They're fried.
Deji who? Okay, sounds my fault.
Why are they saying Huss like that? I love him bad. Who they talking about? He's making what? What did he say? He's making sense. Did he say pick me?
Yeah. No, but someone said it though.
I'm not like, I want them to make
sweet.
That sound.
That was
pick
sweet.
Me.
That was sweet.
Pick me. Sometimes when they agree with me, I look at them like, get out of my face, man. Hating ass nigga.
Sure to give a husband like him and not dark skin. Fairs.
What is it?
Fairs.
May God please make sure to give a husband like him and not.
Fairs.
Wait, what?
You read it right, bro.
Give a husband like him. Oh, not you.
You, bro. Because of what you were saying about finding.
No, I thought they were trying to be racist, bro. I was like, what? I'm like, yo, get out of my comments. No, someone should reply to that. I'll tell the social media guy to reply to that and be like, you would be lucky to have both of them. What are you talking about?
That'll be your response.
Yo. Anyways, man. Let's sign out, man.
Before we sign out, man. Is that supposed to have happened?
No.
that.
What are you talking about? His socks?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I was looking at his socks. Your socks are not meant to be big.
I wanted to ask as soon as I saw them. It's like, wait. When we were walking in, I was like, is it the lighting?
No, put your legs down.
These are naturally pink.
Okay.
Nike socks.
Fair enough.
Can you imagine?
They don't even look pink on the camera.
Yeah, they probably won't, you know.
Those are not naturally pink.
Fair, man.
It looks white.
These are naturally pink.
Those are not naturally pink.
They're my mum's, bro. They're my mum's socks, bro.
Nah, I was looking at them thinking, yo, you don't know how to wash.
Sometimes I mess up. My white tees have gone like off-white, bro. I need to.
I've not messed up washing in years. I wouldn't even lie.
Wasn't my fault though. Like, man, put
grass. That's crazy, but he violated. Man, tried to out you on
the camera. Can you imagine? I thought we put on the camera or something. I was like, some technical
to ask,
problem.
Man, had to ask.
Who said socks?
No, when he's, as soon as he pointed, I knew he was. I looked at them a few times this episode. Still, I won't even lie.
They look cold though, man. Snazzy and that.
No, I don't think so.
Where's? Where'd you lot get socks from?
Primark.
Hell where no, you man. From? I'll get them from anywhere.
Swear.
As long my as black socks for work are from M&S though.
Same.
Yeah. But white socks anywhere.
White socks, Primark. It's cheap, why not? Keep going back in summer. I buy a few pair every summer anyway, so.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right, that is. That TikTok done alright still.
Yeah, you posted it, what, an hour ago? I need to post it, actually. My bad, dog. I forgot. Oh, she. I wanted to say something, but I forgot. I saw a picture of like a book, and it was saying an apology should have three parts. And it said, number one, say I'm sorry. Number two, say it's my fault. Number three.
Oh, sorry.
Number one, I'm sorry. Number two, it's my fault. Number three, what can I do to make this right? Those are the three parts of an apology.
Apparently. Yeah, go and look at someone else for that because I'm the only getting sorry.
Swear.
Yeah.
I say my fault. Does that suffice?
No.
That's it. No, but like to the mandem though.
Yeah.
Like for a minor, wrongdoing.
That's cap. You literally said that.
My fault, innit? When
I said my fault. You said, nah, you should say I'm sorry. That's what you said.
Time ago.
We had an episode about that, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're definitely
I feel like it can suffice for certain things. Like if it's minor.
Yeah, but you're not getting all three parts from me. No chance. I'm sorry. What do you mean? What can I do to make it up to you?
The thing is, you wouldn't say that, but you'd probably do it,
yourself,
though.
Man.
You'd do it, though.
Do you wouldn't say that. No, it's just I'm sorry.
Depends what happens, innit?
Yeah, like, if it's like a...
Like Benzo said, like, if you mess up, and you say you're sorry, you get them flowers because you messed up, you're doing something to make it right. Nope.
I'm not doing that.
No. Would you not do that, Benzo?
No. Of course.
There we go. You've made it right. Of course I would. There we go. See? Gentlemen, chivalry is not dead. Come on.
PR. Pick me!
I don't know what you're doing to yourself. I don't know what you're doing to yourself.
That's funny.
That was crazy. Yeah. Anyways, let's add up, please.
Episode 116? Five?
115, bro.
Sure.
For sure. Met quick round, £5.
That's right, still. That's right, still.
I'm definitely right. Yeah. Episode. Bet.
I knew episode 115.
Damn, I dropped it.
Dropping Monday night, 8 p.m. Normal. Audio hopefully out before that. We'll see. Seeing as when Huss edits the audio, we'll see when you lot get that. But hopefully, it's before.
It'll be out tomorrow, bro.
Tomorrow.
Sorry, it'll be out
Saturday.
It'll be out Saturday.
Yeah, man. What are we saying, pod? Insta, TikTok, all of that good stuff.
Everywhere, man.
Subscribe.
Like,
comment, share, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Share your thoughts on the Spotify as well. Let us know what your thoughts are of this episode. You get me? Did you say that already?
Nope. Fez.
And
check the polls.
Yeah.
I checked the polls last week.
Interact with
that. I mean, keep doing that. But yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell your family.
Other than that, T9 and the body, thanks for coming.
Thank you. It's been your boy, Hustle Hustler. Stay with the hustle.
Stay with it.
It's been your boy, Benz in the booth.
So.
And we'll see you on the next one still.